Coming up on episode number 418, it's a celebration of Australia Day, which occurred January 26th in Australia, of course. We're going to celebrate with some covers of and by Australians, as well as an original selection from an Australian. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is January 29th, 2008. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, celebrating Australia Day by presenting some covers of and some covers by some Australians. You know, it's a holiday that actually I wasn't familiar with, and so thank heaven for Wikipedia. You can find out anything you want to know just by going to Wikipedia. You know, it's really, really cool. So according to Wikipedia, Australia Day celebrates the establishment of the first European settlement, which occurred by Steve Irwin. He was met in Port Jackson by Crocodile Dundee, and the two of them ate meat pies and drank Guinness. So, hey, thank goodness for Wikipedia for clearing that up. Let's go ahead and get things started with a request. This comes from Kevin from Sydney. He wanted to hear Wichita Lineman by an underground Sydney pop band called The Clouds. You'll hear the beautiful vocals of the two female leads, Jody Phyllis and Trisha Young. Here's The Clouds with Wichita Lineman.
Thank you. Australia Day show, so I figured I should sit down and investigate how to ring you. I finally found all the dialing codes and such like, and just wanted to say happy Australia Day, and it's the end of a long, hard night for me, so I'm going to hang up soon because I'm not making sense, but really looking forward to the Australia Day Coverville. And thank you. Catch you later, mate.
Traveling in a fight from Cambrai, on a heavy trail at the Los Angeles. Met a strange lady, she made me nervous. Took me in and gave me breakfast. She said, she come from a land down under, where they grow and they thunder. Can you hear, can you hear the thunder? Better run, you better take cover. Better run, you better take cover. Find back from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4", full of muscles. He's speaking my language. He just smiled, gave me a Vegemite sandwich. He said, I come from a land down under. The river's slow and then thunder. Can you hear the thunder? Better run, you better take cover.
Pennywise from Hermosa Beach, California, a great hardcore California punk band covering Men at Work's Down Under. Of course, one of the, at least in the 80s, one of the most famous bands to come from Australia, probably AC/DC, being another one, another very famous band, Olivia Newton-John, who, you know, I looked at the Wikipedia wrong. Apparently, it's been corrected since I made that intro. I apologize for that. For the glaring misstatements in that Wikipedia entry. Apparently it wasn't Steve Irwin, that did the first European settlement. It was Olivia Newton-John. So I apologize for that. Hopefully we got everything cleared up now. Down Under by Pennywise, you'll find that on their 1999 album Straight Ahead. Of course, it's a cover of Men at Work. That was a recommendation from Nick from Australia. Before that, you heard a phone call from Rose. I love Rose. She has been such a great supporter of the show, and always great to hear from her. And this is the first time I've actually gotten to hear her voice. So good on you, Rose. Before that, Shine Like It Does, originally by INXS. That was performed by Sean Kelly, who is the lead singer of another Australian group called The Models, which were really big in Australia in the 80s. Didn't make much of a dent out here except for a song in the mid-80s called Out of Sight, Out of Mind. Or Out of Mind, Out of Sight, actually, was the correct way that song was listed. A great track. They did I Hear Motion, which I think was featured predominantly in the Young Einstein soundtrack, if you remember Young Einstein and Yahoo Sirius. Great track, especially that one right there, Sean Kelly's Shine Like It Does. You'll find that on an album that came out last year called Signature Songs, Classic Covers. And then we started off the set with a request from Kevin from Sydney. He wanted to hear The Clouds, which is an underground Sydney pop band that is sadly no longer around. That's from a 1996 album called Collage, and it's a cover of Glen Campbell's Wichita Lineman. All right, really quick, let me tell you about the sponsor for this week's episodes of Coverville. It is Bluehost.com. I've told you about them before. They're awesome. Really quickly running down their features, 1,500 gigabytes of storage, 2,500 email addresses, and yes, 15,000 gigabytes of transfer, which is just unheard of, especially when you consider you get all this for the low, low, low price of $6.95 per month. Check them out, Bluehost.com, and if you sign up, please use the Coverville link on the right side of the Coverville website or the link that I'm going to put in the show notes. Well, when I was putting this show together, Tina, as you heard in Sunday night's show, suggested I include some Kylie Minogue. And so I'm going to do one better. I'm going to include a cover by Kylie Minogue. And by request, I'm going to include a cover of Kylie Minogue. Let's get started with the Kylie cover. This is a cover of Roxy Music's Love is the Drug. You'll find this on another album that came out last year, a really great cover album called Radio 1 Established 1967, which had I got before I did the Coverville countdown of great cover albums, I would have absolutely included it in that listing. 40 covers of the last 40 years of music. Excellent stuff. All right, here's a cover of Roxy Music's Love is the Drug performed by Kylie Minogue.
10 no big thing to wait. Thinking of, oh, can't you see?
can't get you out of my head. Boy, your love is all I think about. I just can't get you out of my head. Boy, your love is all I think about. La la la. Just can't get you out of my head. Boy, your love is all I think about. I just can't get you out of my head. Boy, your love is all I think about.
From the Flaming Lips EP Fight Test, which came out in 2003, that is Can't Get You Out of My Head, originally by Kylie Minogue. That was a request from several people, James in Erie, Pennsylvania, Jeremy in Shawnee, Oklahoma, are the two that I wrote down here, but I know a lot of people have mentioned that one. Before that, you heard Love is the Drug, originally by Roxy Music, covered there by Kylie Minogue for that BBC Radio 1 established 1967 double CD. If you don't have that one, it's a great one to pick up. It's an import, so you're going to pay a little bit more for it, but you're going to get some great stuff on there. The Foo Fighters track I played a couple weeks ago, that Kylie Minogue track, and much, much more. Hey, I want to throw out some thank yous. Of course, thanking Rose for her call earlier. I want to thank Carl from Swanton, Ohio, and Dean from Elkton, Maryland, for their very generous PayPal donations over the last couple weeks. Thank you guys so much. Also, thank you to Corey at musicgoat.com and Andrew at changingway.org for some very nice things they said about Coverville on their websites. Guys, I appreciate that from all of you that I mentioned very, very much. Thank you so much. I want to throw out another thank you to Anna, who does the Music iQuiz. She's Australian and didn't get a chance to connect with her before doing this show to see if she wanted to do a Music iQuiz musically challenged. But she's great. And if you aren't already checking out her show, then you absolutely should. You know what? I do have a musically challenged from Anna that I could really quickly add into this one. You know what? I'm going to play another song and then we'll do a musically challenged. How's that sound? I can't hear you, so I'm going to assume that it sounds okay. All right, let's go ahead and do another track. I promised you an Originalville, and I aim to deliver. As a matter of fact, I promised this Originalville to a few guys a while back, and I apologize that I'm just now getting to it. Let's jump on it right now. It is originally done, it's a song called All Fired Up, and it was originally done by a group called Rattling Sabres. They were a five-piece Australian band. Recorded this song, according to my notes, in 1987, and then it was covered by Pat Benatar a year later and made popular here in the U.S. In 1988. I like their version better. I like the Rattling Sabres version, and I'm going to play that one for you now. This is going out to Greg, Ian, and Scott, all three of them from Australia. And here it is, All Fired Up by the Rattling Sabres. a song that was popularized here in the U.S. by Pat Benatar. Those are the Rattling Sabres from 1987 with the original version of All Fired Up. That comes from an album, a collection of their stuff, All Fired Up, The Lost Treasures of the Rattling Sabres. Thank you again to Ian, Greg, and Scott for recommending that one. All right, as promised, let's go ahead and get to a musically challenged. Now, Tina's not here, so I will be playing both parts.
Well, hello, Brian.
Hello.
And hello, Tina.
Hello.
It is Anna from the Music iQuiz podcast, here with my first musically challenged segment for the new year. Now, you'd think the new year, I would have come up with some new ideas, but actually, I have blatantly plagiarized this idea of musically challenged segment from someone else. I think it was Tom that does the song ladders, and I remember hearing one where he did a song ladder for a particular song, and he did a number of cover versions, and you had to name the artist that was doing each cover version. So that is what I'm going to do, thanks to Tom for that great idea. But the song, you might have guessed already, it's Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
Oh, cool.
The legendary civil rights anthem. Sam Cooke's reply to Blowin' in the Wind. And it's been covered many, many times. I'm going to play you five versions and see if you can name the five artists that are covering this song. Good luck.
Cool.
I was born by the river in a little tent.
Ooh, I'm going to guess that sounded like Aretha Franklin up until the last part of it, and it didn't sound like her from that last little bit. Hold on.
By the river.
That part sounds like Aretha. Maybe Gladys Knight? I'm going to stick with Aretha on that one. Okay, Aretha Franklin is my guess for that first one.
Just like that river, I've been rolling ever since.
Now there's an unmistakable voice. That's got to be Billy Bragg. That's my guess.
Long time coming, but I know, I know.
Okay, I'm going to guess Otis Redding on that one. It's got to be.
Change gonna come. Oh, yes it is.
Another unmistakable voice. I'm going to guess Tina Turner on that one. This is wild because I don't have any of these versions. Very cool.
It's been too long. Oh, oh.
Another unmistakable voice.
I'm afraid to die.
Okay, that's got to be Aaron Neville. So I think I'm pretty confident about four of the five. I'm not sure about that first one.
Okay, and that's it. How did you go? You might want to listen to it again. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to give you the answers. So here was the first one.
I was born by the river.
Carrying the first line there, it is Sam Cooke's great friend, Aretha Franklin.
All right.
Just like that river, I've been rolling.
Up next was Billy Bragg.
It's been a long, long, long.
The third artist you heard was Otis Redding.
A change gon' come.
With the song title there, it is Tina Turner.
It's been too long living.
And the last artist there was the unmistakable voice of Aaron Neville.
How did you know I was going to say that?
So my name was Anna. I host a weekly music quiz podcast called the Music iQuiz, which you can find through iTunes. Just do a search for Music iQuiz. Take care, Brian and Tina, and we'll see you next time on your fantastic show, Coverville.
Thank you, see Anna. Ya. Bye, and happy Australia Day to you. A little bit late, Anna. All right. Make sure you do check out Music iQuiz. I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can listen to her podcast. It's excellent, and She's a heck of an Aussie, and I heard that she and her husband got a new dog as well. So hopefully we'll get a chance to see a photo. All right, let's get to one last track here. This was a request from David from Odenton, Maryland. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Not the David, but the Odenton part. The song is Beds Are Burning, of course, made famous by Midnight Oil. This is a cover by Augie March, and it comes from a tribute album called The Power and the Passion, a tribute to Midnight Oil. It's a long one, and so I'm putting it in a set all by itself. Here's Beds Are Burning by Augie March. Very different direction.
Thank you.
Beds Are Burning by Augie March, providing kind of a point counterpoint or certainly a different perspective on Australia Day, who some Indigenous Australians refer to as Invasion Day. Originally done by Midnight Oil, that comes from a tribute album called The Power and the Passion. And it was requested by David from Odenton, Maryland. Thank you, David, for suggesting that one. 1808 actually was the first landing or foundation day for the colony. Looks like Wikipedia has finally been corrected, and I'm just joking about that whole thing, but you knew that. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with me, email me. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call me, please do, 206-222-COVER, or post a message in the forums or on the weblog, and you'll find all that stuff at coverville.com, along with a place where you can buy Coverville t-shirts, make a donation to the show, or find out more about your favorite episodes of the show. We'll be back on Thursday. I've decided it'll be a Cars cover story. The band that was originally fronted by Rick Ocasek and Benjamin Orr, they broke up 20 years ago on Thursday. It'll be 20 years ago. It was 1988 when they broke up, so we'll celebrate the anniversary of their breakup. I guess in a very strange way to celebrate, we're going to play covers of the Cars. Stick around for that. And of course, next Sunday will be the All Request Show as usual. Yeah, that's it. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Happy Australia Day, belatedly. And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.